Welcome to the Expat Life Lessons Podcast, a podcast made for expats. We'll get ready for coaching tips and life lessons to help you feel more at home no matter where you are based.
Also get ready for silly jokes, funny stories, and the truth of what it means to be an expat.
I'm Mariana.
And I am Alina.
So let's get started.
Hello everyone. Welcome to the Expat Life Lessons Podcast. I'm here with Alina. Hi Alina.
Hello Mariana. Hello everyone.
So today we are here again to bring you another podcast episode all about our expat stories. And in the future, you might hear some guests coming. Who knows?
Yes.
Get ready for that also coming your way. And probably not that far along from where when we are now in November 2022. Mm-hmm. No matter when you are hearing this in the future, probably you have heard it already, but let's say we are live.
The guests would definitely be coming.
So a lot of exciting. Yes. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say the guests would definitely be coming. And also Christmas is coming, you know, like all this, you know, or holiday, whichever you say. But yeah, the nice times and the lights and everything kind of like the positive, hopefully positive. And then hopefully we'll be bringing some more positive as well stories.
Exactly. And today we are here to talk to you all about finding joy as an expat, because this is really a topic that, well, for both of us, it's really important to really like find happiness, to really find moments that you love in your days. And actually, like, there is so much of this talk everywhere that we need to be positive or just look at the bright side all the time. But that's not really what we are here to talk to you about. We are here to talk to you, as we say about this podcast, we are really here to talk to you about the reality of what it is to be an expat and the reality of what it is to find joy. And the goal really is that no matter how many ups and downs you go through, because the truth is we all go through crap moments.
Yep.
we all go through shitty moments where we feel down and we don't even know if we are going to overcome it. And there are moments that we feel really well and really happy and really satisfied and even fulfilled. But actually, no matter what moment you are going through, we can always find joy even on moments where you don't feel well. So you might have a really like bad few months, but every single day in the present moment, you can ask yourself, what would be like the tiniest thing that could bring me joy? Because that's really what will help you get out of that and really appreciate life, but also like accept how you feel, but at the same time, appreciate what you have right now. So that's the episode for you. Any thoughts, Sabina?
Yeah, the first thing that I just wanted to confirm as well that I agree on, I'm on the same line as you, is like, it's not all positive. It's not all rainbows and, you know, it's not all amazing, and it will never be just 100% how A, you want it, and B, how it's supposed to be. Finding the little things, yes, of course, it could be hard in a very bad situations. But yeah, this is the thing that we need to put our mind in the way of, there is always something good. And yeah, it may not change exactly your mood at that time, but just if you add one thing to another, if you keep just reminding yourself, okay, look, there's a bird outside the window, like a stupid example, but it's really not.
No, but it's true.
But it's like your brain, it's like, yeah, it is good, it is good, it is good. And then you kind of, you change your way of looking at things, you know? It doesn't change the bad situation you're in, but it changes your, as well, attitude and approach toward that situation.
Absolutely, I love that. Because it's really about how we can reframe as well, how we are thinking. Because sometimes we might be feeling really low. We might be feeling like we want to cry or whatever it is. And it is important to feel that. It is important to let it all out. But at the same time, it is so important to really, let's say, like your example, look at the birds, listen to how they sing. Even like for me, something I always love is like looking at nature. And always, I always have the same example that I feel that I'm always sharing this. That is when you go like to nature and you see, for example, now we are in fall. So in autumn, depending on where you're from. And you see like the trees and you see their transformation, like from beautiful in the summer and in spring, and then the leaves turn their colors shift completely, then they lose everything and it becomes a bit soulless sometimes, but then everything comes back to life. Mm-hmm. And for me, that's really like an example of even a cycle that we even go through as well. That is, sometimes we are really well and then we might go down again. But then we always know that we will be back again. Like the trees come from autumn to spring and they are okay again. Like, or from winter to spring and they are okay again and they are beautiful again and then can flourish just the same way that we can.
Absolutely.
But they need water at the same time. And that's where the chai comes from.
The water. Oh, I keep drinking today because I've got this headache. But yeah, the water is just magical. It is magical.
The water is very important. Definitely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And so I, like, today we really want to share some stories with you, because then you have a more practical episode with tips on coaching and so on for you to really be able to do this yourself. But we know how important, like, feeling the relatedness is, how important for you to feel that you are not the only one going through something or feeling low right now. We both have felt, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
In many, many moments, definitely. Mm-hmm. And so we want to share with you as well, like, that you can be okay even during moments where you don't feel well. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to ask you, Rina, like, in your journey as an expat, wherever you want to take an example mm-hmm. from, how did you find joy in your journey?
So with the UK, the only thing that was, so I don't want to focus too much because it was really good, but the things that was on my mind every now and then was me missing my parents. You know, it was first time I went abroad to a place that I've never been before. I was on my own, you know, and then I couldn't get hold of my parents. And then when I did, it was fine. And then I was enjoying myself, but just this whole missing home was coming back to me. You know, it was like every now and then it was Christmas. Oh no, without parents, you know, first time. Then someone's birthday, someone's name's day, whatever it is. It's just, that was the time that I was kind of feeling kind of low. But what helped me then in UK was just people. Like, oh my God, I absolutely love them. They were crazy and funny and my sort of people. You know, I was just very lucky maybe, but they were just so cool. And then until now, we still are in contact. And that was the thing that always, even though I missed someone, but there were other people in the same situation because most of them were also from different countries, you know, so that they felt the same way as I did. So we supported each other and that was good. But the thing that was in the Netherlands, what gave me joy was my boyfriend, but obviously new country, new language, new things that I had to find, and the job that I really didn't like at the beginning, and I was stuck with this for a few months. And that was the point that was, I was going to work stressed, how that's going to be. I was coming back from work stressed because it was a bad day, you know, so things like this. And those are the things I can definitely say that they were difficult to deal with. But, you know, the little bits and pieces that I always try to find is, okay, I'm coming back home to my boyfriend. You know, I can then, you know, it wasn't a job that I had to take home with me. It was a job that I finished whatever time I finished and I didn't have to worry about it. The next day, obviously, I was like, oh, no, I have to go to the guy, you know, to see this guy again. Or this girl again, but yeah, but those are the two things that kind of had impact on me at the beginning.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. And then you could find joy from being with your friends being with your boyfriend afterwards.
Oh yes, that's the thing. It's like, you know, you finish your work, you had a bad moment at work, but you finish it and that's it. And then the world is open for you. It was my free time. I was then going on the train and I always listened to the music. And then I got home, we made dinner, and it was just perfect, you know, absolutely perfect. So that was the things that kept me going, to know that, okay, it's fine, it's just work, because there's nothing, it's nothing more than that, it's just work, right? So yeah. That was also the things that kept me going was the fact that I was looking for jobs. It's like constantly looking for jobs. It's like, I'm going to find something, it's going to be better than that.
So there are so many things I want to comment there. Like, even like, to me it shows so much that instead of being like passive in, I don't feel well now, and I'm not going to change that situation. I'm just going to have that joy moment of being with your boyfriend. But it's really the two things. That is, if you're going through something right now, it is so important to, if you need, find support, but to really have like an active way of coping. So what I mean by this, if you are more passive and more seeing it as a threat, you might not do anything to change it. And you might, for example, let's say if you stayed in your job, then you wouldn't really try to change it. But then you would go home and be with your boyfriend and everything would always stay the same. But actually, you wanted to find joy in the present, but at the same time, change how the future would look mm-hmm. like for yourself. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that's the thing, because I could have just be like, okay, I have a job. I should be happy I have a job. I should be happy I've got money coming. It's a stable job. They're happy with me. So, you know, why would I want to change? Because just because to go into yeah. unknown. But no. I'm like, I am going to go into the unknown because I've got, you know, like I've got more opportunities. I've got better things in the future. I am still, you know, and I remember I thought it can't be worse than that. I literally thought it cannot be worse than that. But I was just hoping and praying to whatever. It's like, I am going to go to this interview and please don't be a shithole. Like I was just like, please be good. And it was fine.
Yeah.
5 years later, I'm still here. So.
Yeah, so between. But it's really interesting because it's really like creating the reality that you mm-hmm. want. Because sometimes, and I really believe that it's really important to recognize the bright spots in our days, to recognize what we are grateful for. But one thing that you really pointed out there and that I wanted to comment is really that you were saying, I didn't want to stay here, but I could have just been grateful for what I had and stayed. And that's like, I think sometimes we might fall into the mistake of like gaslighting ourselves, of like being like, I have it all. Why am I not happy? Or yeah, sure, it's stressful, but there are so many people that have it yeah. worse. That's something I really don't like when people say that.
I don't like it at all.
Because it's like, it's completely taking everything out from what you're feeling right now. Completely gaslighting you into thinking, well, everyone has it worse, right? So I should be just grateful and happy all the time.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. like taking a bit of a detour here, but it's so important to point this out. Like we are talking about finding joy even in bad moments, but at the same time, it is so important to, at the same time that you find joy and that you process your emotions from those bad moments, it is really important to discover what do you want for your future self. And how can you like shift to have that? Mm. Like if you are in a bad job, or for example, if you are going through a breakup, let's say, for example, yes, it's important to process it right now. Or if, for example, friends have moved away, it's really important to process that. But at the same time, it's really important to be like, okay, how do I want my life to look like? And how can I create it while still finding joy right now? Mm-hmm. So it's all these little elements connected, basically.
Yeah, it's just, but the thing, sometimes there are situations that there is nothing you can do to change it because one of your loved ones Absolutely. Is ill or, you know, worse things, obviously. And there are things that there is nothing you can do and then you can't change it. Like you can change your work, you can change your boyfriend or girlfriend, or you can change, I don't know, your weight, your look or whatever it is, you know. But there are things that they're out of control. But I think those moments are obviously more difficult to kind of like, yeah, it's great. You know, there's a bird outside because I like nothing you care about this bird outside. But still, if you just surround yourself with the negativity that is the situation you're in, that's going to be just heavier on you, you know. So still yeah. find little things that, okay, whatever it is, boyfriend, girlfriend, kids, you know, a good film, you know, because there are things you cannot control. So you still can impact on yourself, you know, like you can still watch something nice, you listen to music you like, play a game. Like I used to play, you know, shooting games and that relaxed me, you know, so why not? You know? Yeah. So it's like find whatever it is just to get you yeah. off that bad situation you're in for a few minutes, just so your brain exactly. is not getting only the negative things and only the bad stuff that's going around.
Absolutely. Because so many times, like, we hear online a lot of people saying, oh, you need to feel everything. And it's important, don't get me wrong. It is really important to feel everything. Otherwise, you might put it to the side and then it might take longer to process something. But at the same time, it's really important to not make yourself feel everything every single second of the day. Because it's just like you said, it will be super heavy. It will even, like, push you even more down, because if you're just feeling that, like, whatever crap it is, let's say, or whatever crappy moment it is, or anything that you even can't control, for example, and even you can't change the situation and what happened, for example, if someone is sick, at the same time, it's really important that you find something that brings you joy. Because otherwise, you are just going to, first of all, feel that all the time. And second of all, especially if you're not used to, like, personal development, if you're not used to having a therapist or even a coach by your side to really help you see how you are thinking about it and your mindset, you will probably end up ruminating on it and overthinking about it. And that will create a huge loop that it's very hard to come out from.
Exactly, exactly. But is there anything that you would think from your experience, which country got you worse, as in, you know, like, is there a country that you, where you had a situation that you felt worse than in the other one? Was it like Edinburgh or was it Geneva?
Definitely Geneva. Oh. Yeah. Definitely. It was much worse. Yeah? Because now I love living here, but, well, I lived in Edinburgh only 1 year, and I lived in Geneva for 3 years now, almost four. So it's very different. But I think it was worse because, first, when you speak English like we do and we go to the UK, it's very easy. It's like, you can talk to anyone. You can understand what everyone says. Unless they have a really thick Scottish accent and you have no idea what the hell they are saying.
Which happens a lot, even to English people.
Which can happen, yes, definitely. Or with Irish people or whatever it is. But then it's really like, when I moved, so I remember when I moved from Portugal to Edinburgh, it was really hard. But I don't know, it was different because everyone was so warm and nice, you know? And I could understand everyone, so I didn't feel that alone. But when I moved to Geneva, it was like, first, not understanding anything of what is going on. And then even when I got, like, I had a relocation agency helping me with a flat. But even with the contracts, everything was in French. And I was like, what does this mean? I hadn't, like, I knew how to say hello, goodbye, thank you.
That's it.
That was about it. So it was really hard. And then even in my, like, in my job, everyone is so nice, but they didn't mean it wrong, but they would speak French so many times around me. And I would feel so alone because I couldn't understand anything of what they were saying. I couldn't, like, be in the middle of the conversation. And yeah, I remember, like, really being so alone in the start. And then I started, like making friends and so on. But it took me, like, I don't even know, maybe a year to feel at home in Geneva. Yeah. And in Edinburgh, it took me 5 months or maybe a bit less. But I think it's really, like, yeah, I think it was especially because of the language. And then because the culture is so different here. If you go somewhere, someone will just be like, oh, hi, what do you want? And in Edinburgh, if you go to a store, it's like, how is your day going? I hope you have a beautiful day, and so on. And I know sometimes they might not mean it, but I don't care. It feels nice.
But it's the same I had in England when I arrived. There was fast days, and everyone said, you okay? You okay? And then at the beginning, I was like, yeah, I'm fine. You know, I had a busy day or this, and I was always replying to them. And then I've learned that it's just a normal, polite thing to say. It's like you're passing someone on the street. You're like, you okay? But you don't expect someone's going to answer. There was also this whole,
but it feels nice.
It feels so good. It does. It's like,
and it feels like so warm and cozy. It's so different. And then I come to Geneva and no one says anything, even to neighbors. I was like, oh my God, who are these people?
And also, you just ended up in a big city. That's the thing. Like, you didn't go to a little village, you know, that everyone was just so... Because here, similar. It's like smaller villages, people talk to each other. Bigger cities, nobody looks at you.
And I'm in a bigger city. Well, it's, I think maybe it's around the same size as Edinburgh.
Okay.
I think it might be quite similar. But you know what? From our conversation today, it always goes back to the same thing. That is, who is surrounding you right
people,
now?
People. Yep.
It's always the same, because it is, of course, we can work a lot on ourselves. We can get to know ourselves. It's so important to have self-compassion for ourselves. So many things. But one key in our lives is really like our connection to people and having people that we are like, okay, they are really here for me, no matter what.
Finding people is so literally, like you said, it's coming in every single episode. And we're probably going to say that every single time.
Oh, me too. And I was just seeing, like, if you're listening to this episode and you want to know more about this, like, listen to the episode 3, number 3 and number 4, because that is where we were talking mostly. Of course, in every episode, we talk a bit about this. But there it was really focused on how we met our people. And then on the episode 4, you really have like practical examples of how to do it and so on. Because this really can change your life completely. And you know, even today, I wanted to also give another example. Like, if someone is going, let's say, for a depression. I went through a depression in the end of 2019. And I remember, like, in the beginning, I didn't really feel like doing anything. But then, the more that I, like, pushed myself to do something, like go to the gym or go for a walk or look more into the nature, or even like even choose songs that would push me up and so on. Those things, I had a therapist as well, but those things helped me so much. Because sometimes when we are either starting in a really low moment or where we are in the middle of it, we just don't know what to do, and we might start going into like a darker moment of not getting out of bed, not wanting to eat, and so on. But it's so important to really, like, of course, have the professional support, but at the same time, to really look for things that just like bring us a tiny bit of joy, even if it's like a piece of chocolate. And if it brings like a smile to our faces, or talking with someone we love, or watching a show we like, or whatever it is, something that resonates with us. Because I remember back then, it's really, and it's something that I really like, that was when I started recovering. It was quite quickly. It was like 2 months maybe, or 3 months. But then when I started recovering, it was really nice to see how much I appreciated things more. Because then you can really see, and it's, I think it's quite beautiful when you start recovering from whatever it is and you start seeing yourself so clearly and even appreciating how strong you are as well. And even seeing, oh, I actually really love this and so on. So yeah, I wanted to share that example as well.
Yeah, you, and then also appreciate you. And also I think like appreciate those things around you, because when you are going through bad times, it's like nothing that matters, right? But then when you're getting out of it and then you notice things, you're like, because I had that in August. I was like, okay, I can do this course or like this workshop or this one. And it's like, oh, I've got this available to me, or cool, I am like really motivated, really happy in the morning because the weather's nice. Like just the little things that you don't notice around you when you're going through bad times, when you get out of it, or when you're kind of pushed, like you've got really positive attitude, you're like, okay, you know, this works well for me. This is good. Oh, this is beautiful. And then your mind again starts working differently.
Exactly. And again, it's also surrounding yourself with the right people.
Oh, yes.
There we go again. It's like we go in the circle and all of a sudden it's like we are there again.
It's like me and you remember, like every conversation we had at the beginning, it's like always ended up on the food. It's like our podcast always end up on people. And then maybe at some point we'll talk about food. We should have an episode about, you know, different cuisines. Food.
Yes. And if you're listening to this, tell us what is your favorite food ever. You know, both of us, we are huge foodies. Mm-hmm. We love to eat. We cook as well.
Yeah, I don't like cooking. As well, right? No, I like eating.
I love cooking. Well, if you like cooking as well, let me know. But tell us, like, what is your favorite food? How was your experience as an expat with, like, different cultures, different cuisines? And maybe, who knows, you can be our guest in that episode.
I was just going to say, it's like, that would be so cool as well to talk about someone else with different, you know, food traditions as well from different places.
Exactly.
That would be nice. And get some recipes.
So, yeah. Exactly. And we are coming here a bit to the end of the episode, but I wanted to see, like, do you have any takeaways, Avina? Anything that you wanted to bring up?
No, I think what I wanted to say has just been said. Yeah, the finding joy is just, yeah, for me, not always like just the little things, but just seeing the bigger picture of, okay, it is what it is now, as in I can't change a situation, for example, but what is it that I can change? What is it that I can do to make me feel better, you know, not the situation around me, but me? And if it's something I can change, okay, how can I change that? You know, what is it that I can do? Again, little steps, step by step, not like, okay, I'm going to quit my job and I'm just going to see. No. Just like, take it easy, especially nowadays, but just kind of see what the options are. And that's it. Because there are always some options, always options.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that, because one thing I love to do in coaching more and more, it's really becoming, I think, my way of coaching, to be honest, is really to help people see how they want to feel in the future. Because sometimes, I always say, it's like the balance between, like, what we learned from our past and where we are now, and then the future, like how we want it to look like. But for me, it's so important that we look at the future, not that we are always stuck there, but that we look at it and we are like, how do I even want my life to be like? Or how do I want to feel in my life? Because if we are just looking in the present moment and we are like, oh, I feel horrible, and we just look at that moment, it seems that it will never go away. But if we look at the future and we are like, oh, imagine when I'm feeling fine, how would that be like? And even one thing that I do quite often is like, what would that version of myself tell myself today? Yeah. Like, if she wrote a letter to me, what would it say? Because that shows so much hope for the future. And even like that it is possible to have a version of yourself that will be fine. Mm-hmm. Because no matter if it feels impossible right now or not, you are going to recover from whatever it is. And then I think one other takeaway that I have is really like, no matter what you're going through, if you can push yourself, even if it's like a tiny bit, to find there like one moment of joy, even if it's like lighting a candle, mm-hmm. or like putting a song you love, or going to meet people, like those tiny things compound. Mm-hmm. And those tiny things, like, you put one and then it's like step one, then step two. And you see, like, they compound, they create momentum. And then you get to a point that you're like, oh my God, I'm actually feeling a tiny bit more like myself again. I'm actually feeling like, now I want to take a bigger step. Now I want to go meet new people. And I'm ready to find my people, because we always go back to that.
People? That's how I say people?
Or I'm ready to find like my sport, or I'm ready to find a new hobby that excites me. Because the more that you start with these really tiny steps and you know where you're starting from, so like your baseline, let's say, how you really are now, and you find like just tiny moments of joy. Like, for me, sometimes I even feel a bit crazy because I'm in the street and I see the leaves on the floor and I'm like, they are so beautiful.
Oh my God.
It's like, look at those colors. It's so pretty.
You mean the brown and dry ones, or you mean the beautiful?
The brown and green, like the transition. So it's really this. It's like, no matter if you even think it might sound a bit crazy, it does, I know. Yeah. But if you can like look at something and appreciate its beauty, and if you can look at even like the transitions in nature and so on, and even, well, what I'm trying to say here is really like, if you shift the perspective with which you look at your life, everything will seem different. And that's always the goal here with this podcast, with my coaching as well, is really to help you look with a different perspective. Not that you have to be grateful for every tiny thing in your life, because sometimes it's okay to feel like annoyed at something, frustrated at something. It's not that we have to put all of those aside and be positive and cheerful every single second. Like, who are we kidding? But it's really about like really knowing how you want your life to be like, really seeing it with a different perspective and getting used to doing more of that like mind exercise that comes with it, so that you can look in a way that really be helpful for you and that you can create a life you love, because as always, that's the goal with this podcast. That's what we want for you, because you can do it. Like, you are much stronger than you think, and that I'm very sure of. No matter who it is listening to this, and no matter if you are listening to me right now and you're like, ah, she doesn't know me, that's why she says this. No, I know I don't know you, but I'm pretty sure of this.
I like that. I like that.
Well, thank you for joining me, Arina, again.
Thank you.
And I'll see you on the next episode, which will be all about Christmas.
Yay!
Can you see how much I don't like it?
So obvious, so obvious.
Have a great day, too. And thank you everyone for tuning into the podcast. And we both want to tell you that on the show notes, you'll find a link to the newsletter. And on this newsletter, you are going to find so many resources to help you with your life, to help you feel at home, find your people. Of course, you probably were expecting that. And so many more things. So join us. You'll get a ton of things on that newsletter. And if you want to reach out to us, our Instagram links will also be there. And we always love hearing from you because, well, we just want to talk to you. We just want to help you out. So let us know what you think about this podcast. Do you have any comments, any suggestions, any requests even? And would you like to be a guest? Who knows?
Sounds good. Yes.
Thank you, and bye-bye, and see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.